So the first question is how I arrived here at KIT. So I am from Barcelona. I did my bachelor's and my master's degree in mathematics. And nearing the end of my master's thesis, I was reached out by Javier Parra, who is closely associated to KIT. And he communicated me that there was this PhD position at the KIT and also at my home university at the Polytechnical University of Catalonia. And I was mentioned that they were looking for a PhD student to work on differential privacy. And I looked into it and I was quite interested. So now I'm technically doing the PhD in the Polytechnical University of Catalonia. But I'm in an exchange here at the KIT in the meantime, having started in January, and I've been working here since. So the second question is what I'm doing in my PhD. So as I said before, my PhD started on differential privacy. Differential privacy is a privacy notion with a very strong mathematical background. But my PhD, we centered it into a more specific context, which is the anonymization of trajectory data. So trajectories are basically what your phone records, what your car records, where you've been in the street, which shops have you visited. So all these trajectories that these devices record hold a lot of sensitive information. And this sensitive information can be very useful for attackers. So an attacker could learn where you've been, where you're going to be. So all this sensitive information that might be attackable or may be wanted by an attacker must be protected. And for doing this, we try to, we are studying the literature to see what types of attack have been made, what can be done to protect this information, and we try to provide solutions to these types of attack. So the third question is what I'm trying to achieve with my PhD. So having recently started my PhD, I still don't have an exact topic. But the idea is to move inside trajectory anonymization, how we can achieve this privacy that we say, this utility that I mentioned before. And for doing this, we want to try to find mechanisms, construct new mechanisms, understand what could make a good mechanism. So in the PhD, you have a lot of changes, a lot of twists, a lot of turns in your way. So you must be aware of, open to this possibility and see that, oh, maybe something is going to change. Maybe something new is going to appear. So I still haven't centered my PhD and open to a lot of possibilities. There's new possibilities emerging each day. But one must be able to see them. So the main idea is trying to provide, we could say that trying to provide the best output, the best type of protection against trajectory attacks. But our ultimate goal is to try to provide this type of protection.